The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence in You presents the old-time radio.
It's time now for Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons. One of the most famous characters of American fiction in one of radio's most thrilling dramas. Tonight and every Thursday at the same time, the famous old investigator takes from his file and brings to us one of his most celebrated missing persons cases. Tonight's case is entitled The Case of Murder and the Missing Car. Mr. Keene and the case of murder and the missing car. Our scene opens on a lonely road just outside the city limits. A young man is at the wheel of a large blue sedan, while right behind him another passenger in the car holds a loaded revolver against the back of the driver's head. The terrified young man is saying,
"You'll never get away with this. If you kill me, the police will catch up with you. Put that gun down, I warn you. Put it..." It's stopping. It must have run out of gas. Look, I'll make a bargain with you. Spare my life and I'll... No. No, don't shoot. No!
Mr. Keene's office.
Is this Mr. Keene?
No, this is his partner, Mike Clancy.
Keene on the telephone.
Well, who's calling?
My name is Thomas Fielding. It's a matter of life and death.
Well, just a second, Mr. Fielding. There's a fella on the phone, boss, who sounds like he's going to explode. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, well, let me have it, Mike. Hello?
Mr. Keene?
Yes.
This is Thomas Fielding, number 43 Staunton Road. Can you come out here immediately?
What's the trouble, Mr. Fielding?
I can't tell you over the phone. All I can say is that I've uncovered a murder.
Have you notified the police?
Not yet. I must speak to you first. Please, Mr. Keene, hurry. I don't think I can stand this strain much longer.
Number 43 Staunton Road, you say?
Yes. When you get here, don't go into the house. Come around to the garage in the back. You'll find me there waiting for you.
I'll be right over, Mr. Fielding, with my partner, Mike Clancy.
Thank you, Mr. Keene.
Let's get out there, Mike. Staunton Road. This man Fielding says he has discovered a murder.
Here's the house, Mr. Keene. Number 43.
Mr. Fielding asked us to come around to the garage in the back, Mike. It must be this way.
Sure, and it's a pretty fancy place, boss. Looks as though Mr. Fielding's a well-to-do man.
There's the garage. And that must be Mr. Fielding standing near the door.
Mr. Keene?
Yes.
I'm Thomas Fielding.
This is my partner, Mike Clancy.
Before we go inside the garage and I show you what I want to show you, I ask you to promise me one thing.
What is it?
That you won't call the police until you've heard my story.
Very well, Mr. Fielding.
Come with me. This is my car, Mr. Keene. I want you to look in the trunk in the rear. Now, open the trunk lid.
I'll handle it, boss. Saints preserve us. There's a body inside.
He's dead. I examined him myself.
Do you know who this man is, Mr. Fielding?
Yes. His name is Bob Richards. He was engaged to my daughter, Anne.
He's got a bullet wound in the back of his head, Mr. Keene.
Yes, so I noticed, Mike. Mr. Fielding, what do you know about the murder?
Let's step over here, Mr. Keene, away from the body. I can't bear to look at him anymore. I'll tell you everything.
Well, Mr. Fielding?
Yesterday afternoon, my car disappeared from the garage. It's a new car, as you can see. And I thought it had been stolen.
Did you report it to the police?
Yes. Several hours later, my daughter Anne came home and told me she had taken the car without permission. But she came home without it.
What had happened to the car?
I don't know, Mr. Keene. My daughter Anne refused to tell me. She just said the car would be returned in the morning. We had a quarrel about it, and she went up to her room. I haven't spoken to her since.
And how was the car returned here to your garage, Mr. Fielding?
The police called back right after I spoke to Anne and told me they had located my car in a lonely road just outside the city limits. They brought it back here about midnight and then left.
They didn't have any idea of what was in the trunk?
No, Mr. Clancy. There was no reason to search the trunk as the car appeared to be all right.
Police theory must have been the car thief lost courage and abandoned the car.
Exactly, Mr. Keene. Well, this morning I came into the garage and noticed there was a slow leak in one of the tires. When I looked for the spare tire inside the trunk, I found the dead body of Bob Richards.
Did you question your daughter, Mr. Fielding?
Not yet, Mr. Keene. I phoned you immediately.
Well, Mr. Fielding, I suppose you realize that your daughter is in a difficult position.
That's why I called you, Mr. Keene, before notifying the police. Anne could never have committed a crime like that. Besides, she loved Bob Richards. She intended to marry him.
Even though what, Mr. Fielding?
I objected to him, strenuously. I didn't like him, Mr. Keene. I felt he wasn't worthy of my daughter.
Why?
He was a nobody. A bond salesman who was probably trying to marry into money. I'm rather wealthy. And when I die, my daughter Anne will inherit my entire estate.
I see.
I wanted Anne to marry someone who could make her prominent socially. I suppose that makes me a snob, Mr. Keene, but...
Mr. Fielding, it also makes you one of the suspects in this case.
What do you mean?
You said yourself that you disliked Bob Richards.
But I never...
Father?
Anne...
doing in the garage with these people? Oh, there's a man who wants to see you. He's in the house. He says it's very urgent.
He can wait, whoever he is. Anne, this is Mr. Keene, the famous investigator, and his partner, Mr. Clancy.
Mr. Keene?
Perhaps you better tell your daughter what's happened, Mr. Fielding.
Tell me what?
Anne, Bob Richards has been murdered.
Murdered? Oh, no. Oh, it isn't possible.
His body... is in the trunk of our car.
Oh, no!
Oh, take it easy, young lady.
How did it happen?
Your father found Bob Richards' body a little while ago, Anne. In spite of your feelings, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you a few questions.
What is it you want to know, Mr. Keene?
When you borrowed your father's car yesterday, what happened to it?
I gave it to Bob. He asked to borrow it and said it was important.
Why didn't you tell your father or ask his permission?
Because I knew he would refuse. He didn't approve of Bob.
You're quite sure Bob Richards didn't say why he wanted the car, Anne?
No, Mr. Keene. He just told me he'd return it in the morning. Please, I want to go back to the house and be by myself for a while.
Mike, go back with Anne and make a phone call to the police. Ask them to come here as fast as possible.
Okay, Mr. Keene.
Father, I...
What is it, Anne?
Nothing. I'd better go now.
Mr. Keene, you've got to promise me that you'll do everything you can to clear my daughter. She had nothing to do with that murder.
I can only promise you this much, Mr. Fielding. I'll do everything I can to find out who murdered that unfortunate young man, Bob Richards. And when I find the killer, he or she will face a judge and jury, no matter who may be hurt in the process.
Can you show me where the phone is, young lady?
The telephone is in the drawing room to your left, Mr. Clancy. Please excuse me.
Oh, pardon me. You're not Mr. Fielding, are you?
No, my name is Clancy. Oh, you must be the fellow his daughter Anne said was waiting here for him.
Yes, I'm George Armstrong. Did you say your name was Clancy?
Mike Clancy.
Are you the man who's associated with Mr. Keene, the famous investigator?
That's right. I'm just about to make a phone call to the police.
The police? What's happened?
A young fellow's been murdered.
Murdered? What's his name?
Bob Richards.
Great Scott.
Do you know him, Mr. Armstrong?
No, but my wife did. That's why I came here this morning.
Oh. Here's Mr. Keene and Mr. Fielding now.
I'll go in and speak to them.
Tell Mr. Keene about your wife knowing Richards. I'd better put in that police call.
Mr. Keene,
Yes, I'm Mr. Keene.
And you must be Mr. Fielding.
Who are you, sir?
My name's George Armstrong. I came here to inquire about my wife, Elizabeth.
I don't know your wife. And I don't know you.
I realize that. It's just that my wife didn't return home last night. She had a business appointment with a young man named Bob Richards. Mr. Keene, your partner just told me that young Richards has been murdered.
Yes. Your wife knew him, Mr. Armstrong?
Just in a business way. She mentioned once that he was engaged to Mr. Fielding's daughter. I haven't slept all night, Mr. Keene, or even changed my clothes. I've been too worried.
But why did you come here?
Because, Mr. Fielding, I hoped your daughter Anne might be able to tell me where to locate Richards before I asked the police to look for my wife. Now, I don't know what to think. How was he murdered?
Bob Richards' body was found in an automobile, Mr. Armstrong. He was shot. But your story introduces a new aspect into this case. Now, if we could locate your wife, she might be able to give us some information.
Perhaps Elizabeth's come home by this time, Mr. Keene. I'm going back. I've got to do something.
I'll go with you. I'd like to find out more about her disappearance.
Well, Mr. Keene?
Yes, Mike?
Lieutenant Hale of the Homicide Squad will be over here in 10 minutes.
All right, Mike, you stay here and wait for him. Meanwhile, I'll accompany Mr. Armstrong to his house. I have a feeling that his wife will be an important link in this puzzling chain of events.
Come in, Mr. Keene. Oh,
thank you, Mr. Armstrong.
I think we'd better go into the...
Mr. Armstrong, is that your wife's hat and bag on the table?
Why, yes. Elizabeth must have returned. Elizabeth! It's George. Where are you? Oh, Elizabeth, I've been terribly worried about you. Where have you been?
Mr. Armstrong, just a moment.
What do you want?
What's wrong with you, Elizabeth?
Wrong? Why, nothing. Do I look as if something's wrong?
Elizabeth, for heaven's sake...
Let me question your wife, Mr. Armstrong.
Who are you?
My name is Keene. Your husband told me you disappeared last night. Where were you, Mrs. Armstrong?
Well, I was here.
Elizabeth, you know you weren't home.
Wasn't I?
Try to remember, Mrs. Armstrong. Where were you last night?
I don't know, Mr. Keene. I really don't know.
Elizabeth, Bob Richards has been murdered.
Bob murdered? Bob?
What? She's speaking, Mr. Keene. I have her. Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you all right?
I think she'll be all right, Mr. Armstrong. And when she's able to talk, she's going to tell me everything she knows about Bob Richards' murder.
In just a moment, we'll return to Mr. Keene and the case of murder and the missing car. Meanwhile...